At the Battle of Rue, the Bloodroves had used a single rowboat filled with superviolet drafters to raise the Bane. Kip had expected the same here, but perhaps with 9 rowboats. There were no rowboats.
That is a fucking dragon ship.
A dozen galleys had been lashed together, the disparate parts melded into a whole with wood and burnt red Luxon. Cut in the brutal style of early pagan art, this floating castle had the look of something crafted by a master artist, equipped only with an axe. Brushed white pine skin yielded the spikes carved from ivory tusks. The open maw, equipped with great spouts for shooting out burning red Luxon, showed lips of burnt red Luxon, like blackened cracked skin. It had claws and eyes of Atasafusta wood, ever burning. In a carven saddle, high on the dragon's back and raised high above the waves, was a black throne. Empty. But that didn't mean the rest of the dragon ship was empty. Like fire ants rushing up your trouser leg when you stepped full into their anthill, the Bloodrobes on it were in a violent panic, frothing forth onto every surface Kip could see. And all of them, red-robed though they were drafters or whites. There were hundreds. But that wasn't what frightened Kip. Behind the immense throne was a tower of chains and gears. 6 great crank wheels were being turned by a dozen slaves each, and 6 taut chains with links as large as a man raised pulleys at their apex at the foot of the throne itself. A great deal of chain had already accumulated around each of those crank wheels, and as Kip took a moment, he could feel a burgeoning tension in every color, like he'd felt in green before the Battle of Rue. The Bane were rising in a circle around the dragon ship. All of them. The mighty were too late. Kip's heart jumped. Then he felt something immense nearby. He glanced down, but in Kai's spectrum, and his gaze saw something beyond his ken. A single slice of ocean down to the depths, being crossed by a monstrous shape. A flutter of the eyes, as if clearing blood away. Blink, nothing. Blink, another slice, half a degree departed. The curve of pectoral fin. Blink, gone. A fluke, gone.
A whale?
She was turning, deep under the waves, even as dozens of sharks bit at her flanks and flukes. It broke Kip out of his paralysis. He hurled the retreat signal flare skyward for the mighty and banked sharply away himself. An explosion shook the distant waters, out where the mighty had penetrated the first ring of ships. Ah, Ben-Hadad had put a hull wrecker on another of the galleons. But the inner ring that they had just penetrated had closed tight behind the mighty. Gun ports opened on this side of the ships as the cannon crew slowly reacted to the threat that was the mighty. Had the mighty proceeded to attack the center island dragon, the cannons wouldn't have been able to fire without endangering their own. But now the mighty were turning back into range of safe and accurate fire. A second explosion rocked the seas, this time on another of the ships in the inner circle, even as they sped toward it. Though the ship immediately sagged in the water, and all the cannon crews had been killed or stunned on that one ship, it did nothing to the others. It started opening up. Nor was that ship going to sink in time. The Bane was rising behind them, and if Kip and the Mighty didn't make it several leagues away within the next few minutes, they would all be paralyzed. Throwing another signal flare, Kip sliced out a wide, fast circle, and each of the rest of the Mighty slotted in seamlessly, reforming the command ship one at a time.
Bane rising!
They finally locked in all together.
Crux, take over my steering!
Kip peered into the sea.
Can't dive together! Too much drag!
Cruxer steered their circle in close to the ship that they'd hit with the hull wrecker, hoping that the other ships would be reticent to fire upon their own comrades. As they came out of that second circle, though, Winston pointed back in toward the great dragon ship.
Shit! Breaker!
Kip ignored him.
Breaker! Kip! For our Hollum's sake, man!
Kip glanced up, trying to narrow his eyes so that he wouldn't be blinded. He caught only a terror of skimmers streaming toward them.
The White King has skimmers now? No, they're sea chariots pulled by some kind of sea animals. Sharks?
And there were sharks untethered, and great swarms of razor wings clouding the sky. But Kip said nothing. He cut so hard that all of them were nearly thrown off their feet and into the water. The water exploded beside them in a flash of dark skin and immense presence as the black whale breached fully into the air, sharks snapping behind it, some of them launching into the air as well. It was only the vast discipline ingrained in the Blackguard that kept them on their reeds, kept them moving. Razorwings hit the waves all around them, some exploding, some trying to slash their bodies. The Black Whale came down on the stern of the ship Benadad had bombed. Waves and flotsam exploded from the dying ship. Kip slewed the command skimmer back and forth as he nearly lost his feet. Not so much in evasive moves as merely trying to regain his own balance. But when he came out of the tide arc, there seemed to be a gap, a trough of clear water. He aimed the skimmer down into the trough and then up the other side. The skimmer bottomed out in the trough, sliced into the following wave, then shot into the air, over crushed hull and lumber and dying men. They didn't clear it completely, but the garbage they landed on yielded to the skimmer's foils and weight and speed. Ahead of them, the Black Whale breached again, this time with only a single shark after it. Then it dove before it reached the second circle of ships. It didn't matter. The outer circle was looser, and the first ship one of them had bombed was half sunk. Kip and the Mighty shot out into the open sea and safety. Kip shot flares into the open sky, a retreat in an old Cremeria code. The Cremeria's fleet didn't heed it. Not that he could see. There was nothing he could do. They had tried. But that didn't make him feel like any less a coward as they fled.
There were hundreds of drafters on that dragon ship. We are good. Maybe we are worth 10 of them, but...
Not 100 of them each. Not at once.
I've shit myself before, but I've never run away.
You didn't run away. None of us did. I mean, except for Breaker. He was steering. He gave the orders. So I guess he ran away, but the rest of us...
Fuck! Shut it!
They're gonna die back there, aren't they? All those Cremeria drafters and sailors and soldiers. I mean, is there any possible way they might...
Fuck!
So maybe I am the Breaker. I've broken the mighty streak of victories. I've broken their foundational myth that they're invincible. Have I broken the mighty itself?
They were no longer heroes of lore, legends in the making. Indomitable, unstoppable, unflappable, brave and just and right and true and forever.
Maybe we've always just been boys who've had some lucky fights.
Several minutes later, the Mighty were so distant, Kip didn't think they would know the outcome of this battle, one way or the other. The sound came from the ships behind them. Mist exploded into the distant skies.
I feel like I just got in a fight with my big brother. He grabbed my fists and started hitting me in the face with them, chanting, "Stop hitting yourself! Stop hitting yourself!"
Then a tugging sickness hit all of them. And even this far away, they lost half their speed all at once. It was the call of a master to his slaves, certain of obedience.
The Bane has surfaced.
Kip couldn't see it, couldn't feel it, couldn't witness it. And yet he knew that hundreds upon hundreds of their allies had just perished. Maybe their friends had been on those ships.
I haven't stopped the White King. I haven't saved my friends. I failed. And I can't think of any way that I can do anything but fail again when the Bane reaches the Jaspers.